From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, an American missionary group ousted from Venezuela. But first, Iraqis go to the polls tomorrow to vote on a national constitution. The vote will take place against a backdrop of social chaos and deepening sectarian divisions. Joining me now is New York University law professor Noah Feldman. He's been an advisor to the process of creating Iraq's constitution. And Noah Feldman, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you for having me.
So tomorrow is the big vote, and there's been a lot of back and forth, a lot of talk about this vote on the Constitution. And perhaps what's gotten lost in all this is just how unusual it is for an entire country to vote on a Constitution.
It's extremely rare, and it almost only happens in the aftermath of some major disaster. In the case of Iraq, the replacement of the old government with the new wannabe government. So that's a very exciting possibility, but of course it's also very nervous-making because if you put up a constitution for a yes or no vote, it might just go down, and then what?
Well, and then what has been addressed recently with the possibility that come the new year, there might be some amendments to this constitution?
In the last few days, there's been an attempt to get Sunni politicians who were previously opposed to the constitution to come out and say that it was actually an okay thing to vote for it. And what those politicians wanted were some substantive changes. So what they ended up getting was a guarantee that for the next 4 months after the next elections, there would be an expedited process for a constitutional amendment, sort of a second bite at the apple for making changes that might be desirable. But of course, once the constitution is ratified, there's nothing to guarantee that that option will actually be exercised. So whether that's a strong guarantee for Sunnis or not is something that remains to be seen, and I think the voters will decide.
So there was a bombing today of the Sunni political headquarters, and I'm wondering how that might affect the turnout.
The key thing to realize is that there isn't a single Sunni political leadership. It's very divided. And those within the Sunni community, both foreigners and domestically Iraqis, who want to block the elections from going forward, who want to block a political solution to the problems in Iraq, are going to do everything they can to try to stop those supporters of the Constitution from getting a foothold. And that's what that bombing means. It means that those who are focused on blocking political progress want to stand in the way of those who would like to promote it. So I think it means that ordinary Sunnis who are thinking they might vote for the Constitution may think twice about it. They may be worried about their safety and security. The guarantee, of course, should be that it's a secret ballot. And when you go into the ballot, you could tell everyone on the outside that you're going in to vote no on the Constitution. Maybe they'd let you in. But once you're in there, you could vote yes if you really wanted to. Again, very hard to know how Sunnis are going to vote, and that's why you hold an election. You hold an election to find out how people did vote when they were alone inside the ballot box and pulled that lever, or in this case, marked their X.
I wonder if you can make any historical comparisons to just how revolutionary this is in terms of an entire country voting on a constitution. I mean, here in the U.S., in America, we certainly didn't vote on our constitution, and we don't vote on amendments.
We never had a national referendum. That's absolutely right. Although some state constitutions do have referendum processes. You know, the California process is sufficiently flexible that the California Constitution has been amended literally hundreds of times, and there's some other states where it's the same sort of thing. But those are amendments just to a local document, not to something that's going to set the fate of an entire people. And in general, most politicians think that such issues are too important to be put to the general public. That's probably the reason that this is so revolutionary.
It happened in Venezuela fairly recently and with mixed results.
That's right. I think the Latin American example and the Venezuelan example in particular suggest that there are some real risks associated with massive referendum politics. They can cater to demagoguery. They can force people to line up along not very nuanced political lines, lines like ethnicity or race or class. And that's a danger in Iraq as well. I mean, there's no question that Shia will vote overwhelmingly for this document and the Kurds will vote overwhelmingly for it. And if it turns out that Sunnis vote heavily against it, that will reveal a fault line in the country. That will reveal that there is not the national consensus that's really necessary for a constitution. Even if the constitution manages to pass, it won't mean that we really have got a national deal on our hands. That said, if enough Sunnis turn out and vote for the constitution, that suggests that there is a direction to go towards reconciliation. The question is, with the stakes so high, with the country so close to civil war, and Iraq is close to civil war, is that the kind of risk you want to take on a one-day, one-shot kind of ballot? And you know, now we're going to see that happen. So that is really remarkable and quite frightening, frankly.
Noah Feldman is a law professor at New York University, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.